We are allegedly live. Are we allegedly live over here?
We are.
We are. We're live everywhere. Good morning, Tammy Lee. Good morning to all the TikTokers out there and to the YouTube and to the Patreon fam. Appreciate y'all. I'm Bear with BearIndependent.com. I'm also founder and CEO of this company right here, Refuge Medical. We don't sell weed. We sell life-saving first aid kits. So what's up, Eclectic? Good morning. Today's brief is brought to you, brief mention, is brought to you by the Black Friday sale at RefugeMedical.com. So don't be a schlub. Be a hero. Get a life-saving first aid kit. Get trained. Learn how to use it. Drink Jocko's for the win. All right. What's up, Darren Cole? Here we go. Bear Independent Brief, 25 November 22. Over 50 million birds, these not just like swallows and hawks and owls, like birds that you would eat, like chickens and turkeys, have been impacted by the avian flu outbreak this year, which only adds to the strain on supplies during the holidays. And we are, I believe, precisely one Julian calendar month away from the winter solstice. And yesterday was Turkey Day, the day of thanks for giving. Good morning, everybody in the chat. Lovely Dudley, Mr. Dudley, McNasty 412. Everybody, good morning. The Department of Agriculture expects turkeys this year to cost an additional 23%. Why would that be? Well, avian flu decreases supply while demand stays the same. Hey, it's Bug Out Bob Actual. Look at that. Look at that guy over there. Bearded. For your pleasure. So not only is the demand the same, but the supply is lower. So that increases pricing. But also the feed costs have gone up and all of the trucking associated with moving these birds about the battle space has gone up as well. So 23% is actually not as bad as it could be, if you were to ask me. However, it's not just the bird that's bloated. The Department of Labor released statistics that shows that eggs are up 43%. Butter is up 33.6%, and even flour has increased by 16.9%. So the thing to understand with eggs is if you have laying hens versus meat birds, it takes the Cornish cross, which is the like Tyson abomination that you buy at the grocery store when you go and get your boneless, skinless chicken breasts or whatever. That bird has about a 14-week life cycle. 14 weeks from hatched out of the egg to slaughtered and put in the styrofoam tray with the little diaper underneath it wrapped in cellophane and put in the store at your grocery store. About 3 months, 3.5 months. Laying hens, on the other hand, are going to take at least 6 months, 7 months to come up to spin up to where they start laying eggs. So, you know, as Bug Out Bob could tell you, if you kill 50 million birds and some of those are laying hens, it's going to take a lot longer to get your laying hens back than your meat birds. Yeah.
That's just basic good stuff.
Of course. It's a must. So that's why eggs are up, because you kill off laying hens, it takes longer to get laying hens back. So again, the supply versus demand equation. As for flour, I have it on good authority from grandma, who lives 300 yards up the road from me. She recently bought a brand new sack of flour from Walmart, opened up the brand new sack of flour, and it was filled with weevils. Good morning, Jeremiah Noble. Glad you're alive, bro. Filled with weevils. Brand new sack of flour off the shelf from Walmart. So not so great. Ian Pfeiffer's here. What's up, Ian? Mass Prepa. Shalom, Mass Prepa. Lone Star Living. Good to see everybody in the chat. The average Thanksgiving meal for 10 people this year is projected to cost an average of $64.05. Up from $53.31 last year and $46 in 2020. Of course, anybody who sees these numbers typically reacts along the lines of, in what world could I feed 10 people a Thanksgiving meal for so little money? I don't know what y'all eat for Thanksgiving, but I, by the numbers, in the last 24 hours have gained 6.4 pounds from Thanksgiving. Yeah, which is why I was at the gym at 5 o'clock this morning with a dry ruck of 65 pounds, and my ruck got rained on all day yesterday. So I'm willing to bet it was at least 70 pounds, and I felt every step. If you're curious about those shenanigans, get on my Instagram page where I'm posting that stuff every day. So I don't know how y'all Thanksgiving, but for us, I think there was 15 linear feet of food, 2 foot deep. So about 30 square foot of food. We had a lamb. We had a turkey, two different types of dressing and green bean casserole and pies and cakes and brownies and German beer so thick you need a K-bar to cut it. It was phenomenal. You can't do that for $50 or $64. Moreover, the cost of travel is elevated. Gas prices have dropped somewhat ahead of Thanksgiving, leading some to choose long road trips instead of expensive airfare. But hotel prices are still sky high. In the end, some people have chosen to forgo travel this year because of the bottom line. In a move that feels like rubbing salt in the wound, the White House released a document titled, quote, President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. asterisks top accomplishments for when you're chatting with your uncle at Thanksgiving, end quote. I might have editorialized a little bit in that. The publication included, quote, gas prices are down by $1.35 a gallon since June, and inflation is moderating, end quote. However, this completely ignores that the drop from an all-time high in gas prices is from June, at which time the White House insisted that Biden had no control over gas prices, and these new reduced prices are still 51% higher than when Biden took office. So, yes, McNasty 412, that's correct. FJB. Fox Julia Bravo, correct. But they're up from 2 years ago. Correct, Monica. See, y'all get it. Good morning, Justin Ridlin. I just think it's interesting that, you know, in June, Biden had no control whatsoever over the gas prices. But now, in November, oh, they're down, and it's all due to his great leadership. Wait a minute. I thought he had no control over the gas prices. What happened to that? Moreover, other energy prices have absolutely surged year over year, and families are still receiving those crippling home heating and electric bills. To claim that inflation is moderating is deceptive at best and insulting to any hardworking person shopping for groceries. On top of all this, last week's numbers have revealed that Americans are filing for unemployment in the highest rate in 3 months. Good morning, Dr. Trevor Wilkins, AVT. If you're not subscribed to the Angry Viking Therapist on YouTube, on Instagram, on whatever else he's on, I don't know. AVT, do you do TikToks? You should do TikToks. You should be dancing in your scrubs in the hallway. Or is that like so last year? I don't know. The kids over there at the desk are shaking their head at me. I'm not on TikTok. I have a TikTok page where you point that camera at me and then it ends up. There's zero videos of me dancing. Oh, is that on TikTok? Oh, no. Everybody's fired. Everybody's fired. Well, that's it, boys and girls. We're shutting down the live stream. We don't have a company anymore. I mean, you're associated with it. You're the director of ops, so there's nothing to ops anymore. So shut it down. So much for that Black Friday sale. Shalom, Tactically Torah. Where are you? Why are you not in here? Or, oh, is it Texas? Oh, okay, whatever. We didn't want to hang out with you anyway. As I was saying, to claim that inflation is moderating is deceptive at best and insulting to any hardworking person shopping for groceries. On top of all this, last week's numbers have revealed that Americans are filing for unemployment in the highest rate in 3 months. This may be largely due to the tech sector, as the high-profile tech companies that have announced layoffs recently include Amazon, Apple, Lyft, Meta Platforms, aka Facebook and Instagram, and Twitter. Now, I'm personally enjoying Elon Musk setting Twitter on fire. However, I don't think that Elon is the savior of the world, so I'd be a little bit careful with that. It's curious to me how quickly people are they're willing to run to put their faith in another man somewhere doing a thing. Like, you know, a couple of years ago, Donald Trump, he's going to save the world. Like, is he a better president than Biden? Yeah. Did he save the world? No. Oh, Elon took over Twitter. Like, I wish that people cared as much about, like, the state of their local representation as they do about what's happening at Twitter. I'll just say that. A corporate economist with Navy Federal Credit Union, which, if you've ever served, you're very familiar with Navy credit. Robert Frick noted, quote, Robert Frick, great name. Quote, initial claims jumped higher than estimates in the last week, but that's not surprising given the high-profile layoff of thousands of workers from big companies, especially tech firms. The jobs market remains tight, and 1 week doesn't make a trend, so this is more likely a blip than a sign of labor market cooling, end quote. Some analysts disagree, though. Housing and manufacturing sectors are weakening. Inflation is still high, and Amazon CEO has said that layoffs are expected to continue into next year. It's perfectly possible that overall the labor market will continue to cool as the Fed keeps raising rates in an effort to rein in inflation. While it's true that job cuts are still comparatively low, many economists expect an official recession, next year due to those high interest rates dampening the economy. Now, let's never mind the fact that we're in our third quarter of negative GDP, that all it technically takes is two quarters of that in order to have a recession. I guess it'll be official come January. Yay, boys and girls. Let's see. Sanctified in the chat. Oh, what's up? Tato. Tactically, Torah is Tato. That's sticking. So Sanctified Supply Co., the new SAW shirt, Survival Applications and Weapons Systems shirt, which benefits Grindstone Ministries, is at sanctifiedsupplyco.com. You should go get that shirt. It's badass. I was wearing it a couple days ago. I think I actually wore it 2 days in a row. Truth in advertising, when you live on a homestead, you have your, like, some shirts go for 2, even 3 days sometimes. You're like, I'm going to wear this once out to town, and the next day you're like, I've got to go for a ruck and split some firewood. This shirt's already dirty. I'm just going to get it more dirty. No big deal. And then it hopefully finds its way into the hamper and then into the washing machine. So I definitely wore that shirt 2 days in a row because that stuff happens. Now, if you're on Patreon, you got the links. If you're not on Patreon, you don't. It's $5 a month. There's a link to Patreon in the description of every video and live stream because that's how we roll. Good morning, Patreon fam. I appreciate y'all. Real quickly, from MSN.com, this article was written by Mr. Mohammed, T. Mohammed, at businessinsider.com. U.S. stocks will slump, inflation will cool, and a recession will hit as a global turndown takes hold, top UBS strategist says. Stocks will slump, inflation will slow, and the U.S. economy will suffer a recession, the chief strategist of UBS Investment Bank told CNBC on Wednesday. Quote, I don't think the lows are in. Bahanu Baiwija said about the U.S. stock market. The benchmark S&P 500 has tumbled 16% to about 4,000 points this year, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ index has plunged 29% to around 11,300. Still, the veteran analyst suggests stocks could rally in the short run. He predicted the core consumer price index, the CPI, which excludes food and energy prices, will rise less than 0.3% this month. So we're only going to have 0.3% increase in inflation this month. That's great, which does not include food and energy prices. So that number is still going up. He believes that number could lead investors to lower their expectations of how high and for how long the Federal Reserve will lift interest rates, sparking a scramble to buy equities, he says. Quote, the market is looking for a very restrictive Fed for a very long time. I think that will come down a little bit more with the next few CPI prints. However, the top UBS strategist warned American companies could see a blow to their profits as the country slumps into a recession. Stocks are often valued on a price-to-earnings basis, meaning they're likely to retreat if there's a broad decline in earnings. Moreover, UBS expects between a third and half of the countries it covers to fall into recession, cutting global growth next year to 2%, Baiwija said. If other nations are struggling, that could hurt spending and investment by foreigners in the U.S. and demand for American exports. Quote, we don't have the necessary condition for a deep recession, but we have the conditions where global growth is going to be very weak. It's an inch deep, but it's a mile wide, he added, about the looming downturn. That is not priced into stocks. Overall, Baiwija isn't bullish on stocks now that safer assets such as bonds are offering bigger yields, but he expects U.S. equities to outperform their European peers in 2023. Quote, we're looking for pretty ordinary returns in equities, full stop, he said. If the bulk of the problems next year are going to be in earnings, then Europe is in more in harm's way than the U.S., end quote. So that's a interesting article there. Again, the headline is U.S. stocks will slump, inflation will cool, and a recession will hit as global downturn takes hold. Sounds about right. Seems like we've been talking about that for, what, 3 years? Two, 3 years? And yet here we are. To which we would say, I don't know if y'all can see that. Can you see this sign up here, up above Bob's head? You see what it says? It says, nobody cares. Work harder. That's not to insult Bob or Liberty or anybody else. It's just a fact. Nobody cares. Work harder. Because we can have all the feels that we want to feel about this global recession, economic downturn. It's not going to matter. We have to work harder, harder than we ever have before, if you're going to want to weather this storm. That's why we talk about preparedness here. That's why we talk about entrepreneurship here. That's why we talk about faith and homesteading and family and building mutual assistance groups here, because you are going to have to work harder than you have ever worked before. If you are an 80s baby and you have lived in the statistically best time in the history of the world, and you're used to lots of free capital or low-cost capital, you're used to lots of laissez-faire, I can do whatever I want, and I've got 86 genders, and I like to shit in the litter box, that's not going to work going forward. And personally, I'm okay with it, because I believe in meritocracy. I think that people who do more are worth more, and that if you don't do shit, you ain't worth shit. So we're all going to have problems going forward. That's the nature of life. Things will be difficult. Cool. What are you going to do about it? Nobody cares. Work harder. Yes, I know the cost of turkey is up and gasoline is up. And maybe if we just vote these people into office, they'll fix the problem. They ain't going to fix shit. They never do. They're all on the same team. And we're not on that team. So, nobody cares. Work harder. Now, with that, now's the part of the show that if you don't like to talk about how you're going to support the show, you can just go ahead and jump off. You're going to have a blessed day. You can beat feet, get out of here, shalom, skedaddle, bye. For everybody else, we're going to talk about the Refuge Medical Black Friday sale. Who wants to tell them about that? You want to tell them about that? Okay. I mean, no. Yeah, Phelps is going to talk to them about Refuge Training. You're going to talk to them about Refuge Medical. I'll talk to them about Grindstone Ministries.
Which those things go live on Tuesday.
Those things go live on Tuesday. Giving Tuesday. Come on over, Bob. Hey. Let's start with this real quick. This, for those that don't know, this is the Bare Fact or Bare Minimum 2.0. This is the little guy. Okay. See that? Little guy. This is $219. It's made in America. It's guaranteed forever. And this is basically now a mini adventure kit. So it's got your March algorithm stuff, you know, your tourniquet, wound packing gauze, shears, etc. And then it's also got all your boo-boo stuff. Because a lot of y'all were like, you know, how come I can't get Band-Aids from Refuge Medical? It's like, because I have electrical tape. What do I need Band-Aids for? Right? And so you got a pressure bandage. You got your quick clot. There's compressed gauze. There's gloves. There's medical tape. You got a cat tourniquet on the outside, shears on the outside, right? So you got your trauma medicine stuff. And then down in the bottom of this little guy right here, we have your wipes, your burn gels, your disinfectants, all of that. You've got your wound closure module, Steri-Strips, Band-Aids, knuckle bandages, blah, blah, blah. You've got your gauze package here, as well as a burn tech dressing. So if you have burns or whatever, 2x2s, 4x4s, 5x9s, and then you got a halo chest seal for penetrating wounds to the pleural space. And this is a double pack. So you got one vented, one non-vented. All four. So March algorithm, like, oh my gosh, he's bleeding to death. What do we do? Bare minimum 2.0. Oh my gosh, Susie fell off of her bike and skinned her knee. What do we do? Bare minimum 2.0. And it's $219. It's on sale right now in the store. You can go get that. I soft released this on Patreon yesterday, so hopefully today there's still one for you to get. I'd go immediately and check that out. And then what are we doing across the board as a company today?
So Black Friday.
Hold on. Who are you?
I'm Bob, Director of Operations at Refuge
Medical. Oh, okay, cool.
It's super good to see you guys. Thanks so much for having me on the Bear Brief.
Yeah, right.
One of my favorite
briefs. Hey, City Prepping's here.
What up, City
Prepping? Sup, TJ? Love your kits. Took a wilderness survival course recently and have a new appreciation for your gear. Awesome. Thanks, bro. Appreciate you.
So, everybody was like, oh, man, Black Multicam is so great. It's so sweet. And, you know, we've done a couple releases of Black Multicam. We haven't done it on a large scale. And so we decided for Black Friday, we were going to do Black Multicam kits. Makes sense, right? But we did a couple of new kits in Black Multicam.
That thing is the sexiest. Like,
we did the Arc in the cool guy color. I mean, that thing, that is just sleek right there. So we did the Arc and we went big here. We decided to do the Adventure Kit.
That Boom. Thing is sexy. Yeah, yeah. Put it right here. So
look at the color.
Look at that. How many Chinese children manufactured that for free with slave labor?
I don't think there's any Chinese children.
Zero?
Yeah, zero.
We talked about this at the executive meeting.
Yeah, I want
everything we make made with slave labor overseas.
Nope. We paid people livable wages and like supported their families, gave them love, encouraged them. It was the worst. And we did it all in the U.S.
Why?
And then we talked about it and we...
Sure.
All right.
I mean, okay. You definitely don't have to use this chair then.
Okay, fine. I definitely won't use that chair then. And then we talked about it and we were like, you know what? It's Black Friday. Everybody's going to put everything on sale. It's one day. Let's get everybody hooked up for the holidays. So we did 20% off all the kits, which we never put kits at that price. But it's for all the Black kits and then all the Black Multicam kits too. And we have another big sale coming for Cyber Monday. But right now we're just focusing on that. So all the Black Multicam kits and all the Black kits are 20% off.
And
including Crash and Smash and the big kits, the stomp bags, the mini stomps, the Mac 4s, the Mac 8s. So if you've been like going back and forth about getting that Mac 8, now's your time. You save like $400.
And tell them what I see in my brain when I hear the phrase 20% off.
So he sees like towers collapsing, people running, buildings on fire. He like does not like 20% at all. But we're like, dude, it's Black Friday. Let's just do it for the peeps. And after 20 minutes of him breaking tables and, you know, choke slamming me, we got it done.
You survived, though.
I did.
You made it.
I made it. We're here now. So
you made it out.
Yeah. We made it out. So yeah, they're going really fast. We only sell what we have, right? We're not going to give you a Black Friday sale and then you're going to get it, January 1st. That's a bad deal. And so, we only are selling what we have in stock. So it's going quick. So if you're on the fence, just do it. You'll save 20% and you'll get literally the best freaking first aid kit on the market. Because that's our job. That's what we do for you. Mm-hmm. And that's the Refuge Medical portion.
Grab those two right there real quick so people can see them. So that's a Black Multicam SOB, small the back kit. These are awesome. It's that big. It weighs as much as one loaded AR magazine. Molly's onto your war belt, your chest rig, your plate carrier. Pop that open. You got your red handle inside. Pull the red handle out. And now you've got a little tiny trauma first aid kit pouch full of goodies inside, combat gauze, pressure dressings, chest seals. Like, these things are badass for the tactical space.
Especially if you...
Oh, hey, it's Phelps.
Hey, that's Phelps.
Especially, so a lot of times I'll just run a gun belt and just leave the pouch on that. And then if you wear cargos, you pull that in or out, pull it in your cargo, and take it with you.
Hell yeah.
And then when you're putting pistol belt on,
one kit, two solutions. That's smart, man.
Modular. Yeah, I like it.
You should work here.
I know.
Okay. And then that's a what?
This is a bear fact right here, OG. You can always put the shears and the tourniquet on the outside. But this is our flagship item. This is what all the kids are raving about right here. And you can open it one hand. Right there, you have your main trauma module, your support trauma section here, and then you have the stack in the back, which has your burn dressing, your chest seals, your nasopharyngeal airway, all the cool guy stuff that you can use. It's also just super freaking practical for car accidents.
I mean, we've only saved 56 people's lives, though.
Yeah, we don't really know much about what we're doing.
And most of those were in the Xinhao province of China, where we manufacture all of our shit.
Correct. Right? In the warehouse where the slave children are working, there was an accident.
Oh, you weren't supposed to let that out.
No! The green screen collapsed. You actually see, like, just smog, and we're in China currently. Yeah, no. Nope, we're in Oklahoma. If you go outside, you can hear cows.
Almost an average of one a month.
Yeah. Well, over that. So I started this business like 3.5 years ago in my barn. Mm-hmm. So that's 42 months, 56 lives saved. Yep. So that's like 1.25
a month. This early.
Yeah.
More Jocko.
More Jocko.
Quick.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob, Director of Operations at Refuge Medical.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome, you know, man.
I really hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
You should also, I'll tell them, a really cool thing that we do just for like customer appreciation and so that you guys know that we're actively working on your order is that when your order's shipping, we will take the company phone and shoot a quick video and be like, what's up, Bob? Here's your kit. You got a bare minimum 2.0. It's right here. I'm throwing it in the box right now. It's about to be on the big brown truck. Love you, man. Thanks for your business. Hope you have a blessed day.
Well, and it takes a second just to show like, hey, a real human made this. Like there's no robots over here. And that's what your money is going to support. Actual Americans doing hard work, trying to build manufacturing for you guys.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to break the medical industry and actually make shit here that actually saves people's lives.
Yep. Yeah.
And actually train them how to not die, which is why you're here.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Come on over, Mr. Phelps. So you're with Refuge Training.
Yep.
Yep. And you're director of ops over at Training.
Yeah.
And you put like a bajillion new class dates in the store.
I put a lot. We still have a lot more to go for 2023, just so y'all know, which I'll get to here in a minute. But man, this year we are doing a crazy sale for Black Friday.
I saw more planes flying into buildings on this one, but
yeah, this one, Bob and I, you know, consult each other with our bruises. Yeah,
I wonder how I can make T's head explode. Yeah. What if we both come to him at the same time
with massive discounts?
You can't possibly punch us both at the same time.
Wrong.
So what are you doing for the people for Black Friday?
So we have, of course, our three publicly available classes, right? And that's Responder 1, which covers the entirety of the March algorithm. We stopped calling it a Stop the Bleed course a while back because we packed so much more into it than what is standardized.
Yeah, it's like saying a Ferrari's a car.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's our Responder 1 course. It's a half-day course. And then the second half of the day of training is typically Responder 2, which it is our expansion module on the first part, which you do everything that you learned in the first class, Responder 1, you do that yourself multiple times. You get that automaticity through repetition, right?
Mm-hmm.
As well as we touch on CPR and AED. We do an actual like nasal application in class. We do more tourniquets, obviously, more wound packing, and we do a very introductory or a very intro to scenario-based training because a lot of people have never done scenario-based training.
I love that, though, because the scenario that you intro them with mm-hmm. is a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about the applicability for most civilians, they're running around, if they have a kit in their car or on their person, what's the most likely thing they're going to have to deal with? Yes, we do civilian TACMED. That's Responder 3.
Yep.
But what you're probably going to have to deal with.
And we even reinforce that in the Responder 3, that the skills that you learn, even though it's tactically oriented, they translate directly over. Mm-hmm. And we remind them throughout the course that like a vehicle incident is the most likely thing anyone's going to come in contact with. You know, even if you wear a plate carrier for a living, when I was in the military, it was a daily safety brief. Like, hey, you know, we bring an entire unit back from, you know, GWAT
mm-hmm.
without any casualties and lose 2 in vehicle accidents.
Yep.
It happens. It's that frequent. And here in America, roadways are dangerous places. And so we take that risk, but we can mitigate it by having the appropriate kits and appropriate training where we need them.
Yep.
So That's the responder two. And then responder three, which we don't really sell individually to the public very much, but it's part of the essential responder package, which is that one and two. And then the whole second day is 10 hours of scenario-based training. Twitch and I just we'll push you to your limits. It's very physically stressful as well as mentally stressful, but that's purpose-driven to highlight what occurs to you under stress so that we can build on that and help you overcome those things. That, and the goal of that essentially is that if you can repeatedly and reliably render this aid under these heightened stress and inclement conditions, right? Well, then when you come up on a car accident on the side of the road and no one's shooting at you and no one's yelling at you and it's a nice sunny day, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot less shit in your shorts.
It's a walk, a walk in the park to handle that, you know? Yep. So what we decided to do this year with much cajoling was $50 off of any Responder One class. And that includes the ones that are still 2022 pricing.
Right.
And then $50 off of a Responder Two class. And if you purchase the entire Essential Responder, it is $200 off.
Which is a freaking deal.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of headroom in our pricing.
There's virtually none.
Anywhere. And so
I unashamedly will tell people that there have been times over the last year and a half that we've paid to go do training
for sure.
The classes we've gone to around the country, because we're the only people that do this. There's other people that do excellent TAC med training. We're the only people who travel around the country and bring it to you.
Yep. And you put that cool new interactive map up on Refuge Training. Mm-hmm. So you can go to refugetraining.com and pull up and see where all the classes are and find the one that's nearest to you and then go to that. Even if it's like, well, that class isn't going to be, we're not coming to you for 5 months. Mm-hmm. Cool. Book the class, block the date out on your calendar, be there, because these are 2023 dates we're talking about. There's a handful of dates left in 2022, but these are 2023 dates that we're talking about, and some of those classes are already starting to fill up.
Yep.
So to be able to get your hands on that level of training at this discount is like, it's a once a year thing,
And
which is today.
Oh, absolutely. This is, we don't typically have enough headroom even to do large like affiliate discounts and stuff like that. So just to put things in perspective for y'all, everything that's in the store is roughly one third of the training that we're going to be doing in 2023. However, that is the lion's share of the essential responder classes. So a lot of the classes that are still going to be posted up are just the responder one. So keep that in mind, jump down there and get them if you're interested. Again, that's $50 off of a responder one, $50 off of a responder two, and $200 off of the essential responder.
Yep. And the way that works is, typically speaking, responder one is the morning of day one. Responder two is the afternoon of day one. And then responder three is the entire day of day two.
Yep.
We used to tell people that was like an 8 hour class. It's a 10 to 10 and a half hour class. Yep. And it's, there's nothing else like it. Carl and Emery, the first time they saw it, started laughing.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you doing to these people? Carl was like, yo, brother, what unit is that? I'm like, that's not a unit. Those are civilians. Yep. And he's like, civilians? I'm like, yeah dude. He's like, this shit is bonkers.
They audited our class and we were really humbled with the feedback they gave us. It was amazing.
Yeah.
But the other thing I'd like to, since it's been a while since I've talked to you.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. Well, this is the whole Bear Nation.
Whole Bear Nation.
Yeah, all of them.
Even better. If anyone in or near Columbus, Ohio, Shreveport, Louisiana, Charlotte, North Carolina, or Jacksonville, Florida, can, if y'all know of a venue, we're trying to do essential responders there, but having difficulty finding a venue that's okay with us running around with CO2 powered pistols and shooting people and all the stuff that comes along with that. So if you're aware of a venue,
and can you give
any kind of connection,
can you give those, Marcus, one more time?
Sure. Something near Columbus, Ohio, something near Shreveport, Louisiana, and Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, and Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. There you go. Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Phelps.
Absolutely.
Come to class, learn how to not die.
Absolutely.
Good job, bro.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right. Lastly, Grindstone Ministries Liberty has cool things for us to say. What am I saying on Tuesday?
Yep, Giving Tuesday
for Grindstone Ministries. The hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts will be available from Sanctified Supply Co. Right?
Nope, they'll be on Grindstone.
They'll be on Grindstone.com. GrindstoneMinistries.com. They'll be is Sanctified doing them.
Yes.
Yeah, Sanctified's doing them. They're gonna live at GrindstoneMinistries.com. I'll be the first one to tell you, they're expensive. Okay, $50 t-shirt, $79 long sleeve, $150 hoodie. Why? Because the margins on all that stuff is low anyway, and these are specifically to support Caleb House. We're doing this to raise funds to build our restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors. Okay, so I have a cool Grindstone shirt. It says staff on the back because I've started it, right? But if you want one, if you want to get one of these shirts, yes, they're expensive, but all of the proceeds go to literally help build buy the concrete, the 2x4s, the wire, the plumbing, the roofing shingles, the doors, the windows to build Caleb House. The long sleeves on the right arm says kill the bad ones, left arm save the good ones, and on the back says serve the father with the Caleb House logo, because that's what we're all about. Kill the bad ones, save the good ones, serve the father. And they are 100% made in the USA. The t-shirts, the long sleeves, the hoodies. So that'll be available Giving Tuesday at GrindstoneMinistries.com. And we don't have a brief on Tuesdays. So if you're on Patreon, look out for the link for that. Otherwise, check back on the store. And that's the brief for today. Thank you for bearing with us with this, not only the brief and the typical brief shenanigans that go along with it, but also with the Black Friday sale at Refuge Medical, Refuge Training. Guys, we're a small business, okay? We've come a long way in a short period of time, but we are a small business. All these people that you see walking around behind me, talking to each other, filling your orders right now, they pay their bills. Their kids go to gymnastics. They put fuel in their car, because when you buy one of these, this money doesn't end up in my pocket. It ends up in their bank account so they can live their life, so they can grow their life, so they can go out and be the hands and feet in the world. We can't do that without you. And that's like just straight up honest. We can't do this without you. And so I am super thankful that you have supported us thus far, that we've made it to this point. And I would just ask, like, it's just an ask. When you're picking out things to put underneath the tree this year, think about American-made companies. You can send that money overseas, and a lot of us will. Or you can keep it here, right? So that like somebody can pay their bills, so somebody can build a life, so somebody can get out of debt, so like little kids can have shoes to go to school in. You can keep that money here. You could arm our enemies. You could buy shit that was made with Chinese slave labor, or you could keep that money here. So just think about that this holiday season as you're buying stuff. I mean, we sell life assurance. That's what Refuge does. I can assure you that if you have one of these kits, you are better prepared than anybody else on the face of the earth to potentially save somebody's life. That's what we sell, is life assurance, made in America, guaranteed forever. There's not a better kit. So just consider us this holiday season. I appreciate y'all very much. It's 8:40 in the morning. I've been up for 4 hours and 42 minutes, and we got lots of other stuff to do today, like fill your orders. Y'all have a blessed day. Shalom.